The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. A long time ago, in conversation with her, someone asks Helen Keller, "Is there something worse than blindness?" Without skipping a beat, she says, "Having no vision." Last week, James and John want Jesus to do something for them. They want glory. Today, Bartimaeus wants Jesus to do something for him. He wants to see again. He is blind. He is a beggar. He is dirty. He is loud. He is obnoxious. He is embarrassing. And he is exactly the type of disciple Jesus calls to belong to the kingdom. Some theologians say that when a character's name is retained in the gospel, then there is factual density. In other words, maybe Bartimaeus is a real person. Maybe he is alive when St. Mark's community tells the story at the liturgy. Maybe even Bartimaeus is present to tell the story himself, the story about asking for mercy from Jesus. I'm going to argue that Bartimaeus used to possess eyesight. Translations often fail, but what Bartimaeus really says to Jesus is, "Rabbi, I want to recover my sight." Or in other words, "I want to see again." When he sees, there will be no more begging at the gate. When he sees, he'll get his family back. He'll get his friends back. When he sees, he retakes his place in society. More importantly, though, Bartimaeus is going to see life differently, because from Christ himself, he will have vision. And instead of going his own way, he decides to follow Jesus as one of the disciples, and maybe, just maybe, he has a dynamic vision of the kingdom. You know why? He knows what it's like to be outside, rejected. We can define vision as the ability to think or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. We have problems in our country. Where is our vision? We have problems in our church, in our country. Where is our vision? We have problems within our communities. Where is our vision? A few weeks ago, Pope Francis inaugurates a 2-year synod for the Universal Church. That includes you and me. Each diocese, each bishop, each Catholic of the world is to master what he calls, quote unquote, the art of encounter. Pope Francis says, everything changes once we are capable of genuine encounters with Jesus and with one another, without formalism, without pretense, just as we are. That's how encounter takes place. And then he says, this synod is a time to look at each other in the eye, listen to what they have to say, to build rapport, and to be sensitive to the questions of our sisters and brothers. Wow. Jesus encountering Bartimaeus today models that art of encounter. Never deterred by the negative people telling him to shut up, remaining consistent in his calling out for Jesus, Bartimaeus prays that Jesus hears him. He asks for mercy, and mercy is what he receives. Without vision, we will perish. Even if we have lots of baggage to throw off our shoulders like Bartimaeus, all we need is courage to begin to encounter the mercy of Christ that we all sorely need.